looking in Ishwar's grace. His grace and his presence. Invoking the grace of your Ishtadevata. Invoking the grace of your Guru. And invoking the blessings of the Sangha. Feel free to do your own meditation and your own work, though I am going to be doing a little bit of guidance that you can tune into or just go your own way. Inner child work, being with the little ones inside, has so much to do with being with your emotions, talking to, dialoguing, imagining, or letting the emotions themselves imagine or produce images. And coming into a loving, welcoming, helpful relationship with those emotions. Let them talk to you. Let them tell you what's really going on. Most emotions that are not just simply passing through, we call the little ones inside. Because those emotions are usually resting in the form of a 2 or 3 year old or 5 year old, and they're just held in the unconscious, waiting for the day when the Buddhi or someone can come and rescue them and be with them and actually give them what they didn't get at the time of whatever it was that happened. If those emotions had gotten what was needed at the time that they occurred, and they would not be there sequestered off in the unconscious. Because they're there means that they didn't get what they needed to be released at the time that the emotions were generated. That's why when we have an emotion or a hurt, you can look at the other person as someone who has hurt you, but really they're only a trigger for a much deeper hurt that is being held there in your unconscious. Kept away from the conscious mind. And being kept away from the conscious mind, from the buddhi, they continually project on appropriate triggers in the environment. A person who treats you in a particular way can trigger, or says something in a particular way, can trigger these dark unconscious feelings. And that will go on endlessly as long as you're alive. Any work that you don't do with a triggered emotion, if you're trying to do the work coming to some sort of understanding with a person that's the trigger, then it doesn't really help. And that's only would help superficially for a short period of time until the trigger becomes operational again. And then the same problem will occur. What does work? What is helpful is sitting with the emotion itself. Talking to that emotion as a good friend, as an inner friend, as somebody who is trustworthy, not there to hurt you, to hurt the little one inside who's suffering. Someone who loves you, who wants to help. So that inner friend, the Buddha has to embody, or the Buddha perhaps along with your Ishtadevata, or the Buddha filled with your own presence. That can help. Letting the little one inside tell you all about it, what the problem is, what the hurt is. As a little child would tell their good mother or good father. Knowing that somehow they'll make it all right. The little ones inside can have that feeling about you. You love them. Somehow you'll make it all right. You want to know what the problem is. You want to help. There are different ways to get in touch with those little ones inside initially. One is to just ask, addressing your unconscious, is there anyone there that has anything they want to tell me? And see who pops up, but maybe many different ones pop up. See who pops up. See who needs you. Or you may be experiencing an emotion right now. And then that inner child is already present, waiting. Waiting for some help. And so that inner child in the form of that emotion can be with, you can welcome, you can love, you can hold, you can ask what's wrong, and get into a dialogue. This is a good place to start. If you haven't yet really, if I haven't explained the inner child work fully to you yet, this is a good place to start. Invoking that inner friend. And being with your emotions or asking, is there anybody inside that needs me, that wants to say or tell me anything?